The government's new dietary guidelines also tell us to eat more healthy foods. For city dwellers shopping at small markets, it can be hard to find fresh produce. In the mainly African-American neighborhood of West Oakland, California, the area's first farmers market has now opened, offering subsidized organic produce all year round. From member station KALW and New California News Media, Rose Aguilar reports.
Every Saturday morning, near the West Oakland Rapid Transit stop, tables go up, and displays of organic fruits and vegetables, jams, cookies, and jewelry are spread out.
I need another bag, sir. I've never bought turnips in my life, but today is a new day.
Farai Jara has been coming to the Mandela Farmers Market every week for the past 6 months. He's receiving tips from one of a handful of farmers who drive 2.5 hours to get here.
Take the bottom, slice them, and then throw them into the pot.
Jara appreciates their dedication because without the farmer's market, his only option for food in his neighborhood is the corner liquor store.
The grocery stores, you don't see them in the black community, so you see them in the more affluent communities. And, you know, we got diabetes and all these other things that affect us, so this is the beginning.
Jara buys produce here for 50 cents to a dollar a pound. Much cheaper than what he would pay at other farmers' markets. Farmer Leroy Musgraves knows he can charge more, but says he likes selling his produce in this neighborhood.
You know, I can usually tell when somebody doesn't have that much money. They start to fish around, they look a little embarrassed. You know, I say, well, take some of this, take some of that, and they give me a dollar, and I give them $2 or $3 in food, and I feel good, and they feel good.
Every year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture gives 20 grants to organizations seeking to improve the nutrition of low-income communities around the country. The West Oakland Food Project started Mandela's Market with a $225,000 grant last year. Part of the money is used to subsidize African-American farmers in California's Central Valley so they can sell their produce here. Dana Harvey is co-director of the West Oakland Food Project.
We're actually creating a mechanism for the community to earn money without using the grant funds in the future.
Because, Harvey says, the West Oakland Food Project is training local people to start their own businesses, keeping profits in the community. This is one of only three USDA-funded programs nationwide that connects black farmers with black communities. But it also has another goal. Again, Dana Harvey.
There's this whole other element that has to be addressed. It's not just putting the food there. It's letting people know. It's changing our minds about how we eat.
The Food Project has recently expanded beyond the outdoor farmers market. They're now selling their greens and healthy groceries at local liquor and convenience stores. Produce from farmers like Leroy Musgraves is now for sale at the neighbor's market, a corner store which also sells alcohol, cigarettes, microwave dinners, and candy. The majority of the market's regular customers still go for the alcohol, but customers like Matthew White seemed both intrigued and grateful to find the healthy alternatives.
I wouldn't mind feeding some of this stuff to my daughter because she does eat too much junk food, and they do need to have more corner stores in Oakland that do sell healthy food as far as fruits and vegetables. So, I mean, I'm open to the idea, and I do support that.
And the owner of the neighbor's market says he hopes to replace all the alcohol and junk food with healthy alternatives. The West Oakland Food Project wants to work with the area's other 35 liquor stores and eventually open a co-op run by the community. For NPR News, I'm Rose Aguilar.